Hello, everybody. How are you this beautiful day? This beautiful day the Lord has made. I'm Karen Jane Casey on the podcast, Turn to God with Karen. It's on this podcast that we encourage each other through our struggles, and we learn from our experiences, and we always know that we can turn to God regardless of what our troubles may be. During this 15-minute episode, I want to assure you that I will not be lecturing down at you, I will not be yelling and preaching at you, and I'm certainly not going to judge you. I am sharing with you my journey, and I'm still on it. We learn together. I encourage you to share what you've learned. And Happy New Year! During the month of January, we have episode topics that are in for a common theme, and that is to focus. It was during 2020 that I made the decision to focus on the Lord of my life, Jesus Christ my Lord, and not on the distractions of the world. And we had plenty of distractions. So are you with me? Can we do this deliberately focus for 2021? Instead of allowing yourself to get upset, afraid, fearful, angry, you can focus on Jesus and think on lovely things. Last week's episode topic relating to our focus for 2021 was clean your slate. We considered what is really important. What is it that we need to do with our plans and our activities? Are there changes that we need to make? And are there things that we no longer need in our lives? We talked about forgiveness. We forgive. This is something we need to free our soul. But that does not mean that we must trust the offender again. Sometimes trust cannot happen again. We talked about turning to God for our forgiveness. When we come to the Lord in sincere repentance, believing and accepting Jesus, what happens? God does forgive. He knows our heart. Today's episode is Dark Deception. Dark Deception. Where does that come from, and what havoc does it reap on us? Well, John 10:10 tells us that the enemy, the devil, seeks only to steal, kill, and destroy each and every one of us. What are some of the emotions that may come over us when we perceive that something is dangerous or threatening in our path? Fear, worry, upset, anxiety, and even anger. While the enemy, our adversary, is prowling around like a roaring lion to see who he can devour, and while the enemy uses people and scary events, news, plagues, and viruses, violence, these are all attacks of the enemy. They are all designed to entice us to be fearful, worried, upset, anxious, even angry. We can do something. We can prepare ourselves. We can turn to God. We can read and study the Word of God, and we can strive to grow in our relationship with the Lord. If you're in a battle, don't you want to be on the side of the Creator of the universe, the one who is mightier than anyone or anything else? God is our strength and our refuge, a very present help in any time of trouble. Whenever I think about myself being gripped with fear, worry, upset, anxiety, overwhelmed with it, I think about that period of time in my past that I had spent in domestic violence, in a very life-threatening domestic violence situation. Every day, every hour, while I was in that situation, my emotions were dark. I was being deceived by the enemy into believing that I was helpless and I would not survive. Has that ever been you? Maybe your emotions were so overwhelming that you could not think of anything else. Maybe it affected your health, your eating, even your sleep. But when I had reached the worst that I could bear, I called out to the Lord to forgive me for my sinful life, for turning my back on Him, and I asked God to rescue me and to save me. And I knew that He had heard my cry. I patiently waited, and not immediately, the Lord did provide a way for me to escape. Can you remember a time that the Lord has delivered you from a terrible, dangerous situation? Do not forget about it. You can remember that, and it will help you in the present. Deliberately look back at how God delivered you, because He can do it again. Always remain grateful for all He's done for you. Whenever I start to experience a dark and negative emotion, I recall the biblical story of David and Goliath. Here, David was a young shepherd boy with nothing special about him, his physical abilities or anything, and yet he was not afraid to confront the giant Goliath. Experienced soldiers were afraid of Goliath. These soldiers were not willing to face him one-on-one. And here's David. Why was David, this young shepherd boy, able to face Goliath? Because he had experienced God's deliverance repeatedly already when he was enabled to kill the lion and the bear with a slingshot while he cared for his sheep. His faith had grown. So when the time came for David to believe the dark deceptions of the enemy and to be gripped with fear, worry, upset, and anxiety, instead, he chose to be filled with faith. He was well able to operate in that faith. He knew that God would deliver him, just as that God had done before. And God did deliver him. David shot the giant with his slingshot, killing him. And he went on later to be King David. He was a man after God's own heart. That's what we fight when we are in a battle. Our faith versus fear, anxiety, worry. What has the Lord delivered you out of? That's what you need to remember and cling to. And grow in your faith when you're enticed to believe those dark deceptions of the enemy. When we have challenges, we have opportunity to grow in our faith or to choose to be fearful, afraid, anxious. It's when we experience troubles that we're supposed to remember what God has already done for us and lean in on Him. Depend on the Lord for our rescue and strength in all types of problems. There are many scriptures to encourage us to turn to God, to have faith in Him, and to not be anxious, worried, or fearful, such as Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7 in the Passion Translation. This tells us how to remain in faith in any situation. Again, that's Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. I'm going to read that. Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout every day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell Him every detail of your life, and then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will make the answers known to you through Jesus Christ. To sum it up, we pray continually. We have faith. We make our requests known to the Lord, and we maintain an attitude of gratitude. We share it all. God knows all about us anyway, so we might as well be authentic with Him. Hebrews 11:1 defines what faith is. I'm going to read that in the Passion Translation. Now, faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. And what do we receive? Because of our choice to have faith instead of fear, worry, upset, anxiety, we will have inner peace and inner joy from the Lord, even in the midst of our circumstances. We're not helpless to give in to the dark, negative emotions of fear, worry, upset, anxiety, anger. We can turn to God for help, and we can and we should turn to God for rescue and strength, for deliverance and help when we're in trouble, any kind of trouble. No problem is too great for Him to understand and handle, and no problem is too small and insignificant for Him to care about. How do we grow in our faith? As I mentioned in the beginning, John 10:10 tells us that the enemy seeks to only steal, kill, and destroy us. But the rest of that scripture indicates that Jesus wants us to enjoy life abundantly, to its overflowing. In another passage, Jesus tells us that we will experience trials while on earth, but to be of good cheer because Jesus has overcome. The most awesome thing that you could do for yourself in this new year is to decide to come to Jesus or to rededicate your life to Him. God's amazing love was demonstrated when He was willing to sacrifice His only Son for us. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And then Jesus said Himself in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through Me." So also in 1 John 1, verses 9 and 10, we learn how important it is to confess. To confess, "He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." God knows our heart when we are sincerely coming to Him and confessing our sins. So I encourage you, regardless of where you stand today, in your relationship with the Lord, I ask you to pray with me now and pray out loud. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus is the only begotten Son, and I believe that Jesus came to suffer on the cross and pay for my sins, and He arose. He arose from the grave. But I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me. I repent of my sins. I walk away from my sinful life. Please help me stand firm because I will be tempted. I need you, Jesus. I am hopeless. I am nothing without you. I ask you, Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, and I will serve you all of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you said this prayer with me today, you have begun your relationship with Jesus. And I encourage you to study the Word of God and pray. Learn about the character of Jesus and the promises that are out there for you. Always praise, obey, and have gratitude as you grow in your faith. Well, thank you for joining me in this episode of Turn to God with Karen. This is Karen Jane Casey, author, speaker, podcaster, advocate, ambassador for Christ. Stay tuned for Turn to God with Karen every Monday morning at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I invite you to share your comments, any suggestions you may have. They're all welcome. You can go to my website to contact me, KarenJaneCasey.com, KarenJaneCasey. And when you go to my website, you'll see information about the books, podcasts, blogs that I've written, and also resource information regarding domestic violence. Well, thank you, and God bless.